Once again, Progheads, this is Mike. I'm back for another hour to play some of the best progressive rock has to offer on the Progressive Track Show. It's another country theme night this week. Actually, not a country, but a region within a country. One that's steeped in history and mystery. Tonight we'll listen to progressive rock from Bretagne, or the Brittany region of France. But we have to get there first, and the gateway to Brittany from Normandy is guarded, if you will, by one of the seven wonders of the world, the imposing medieval island of Mont Saint-Michel. And on this island fortress is an abbey, and we're going to spend a night in it right now. That was Night in the Abbey Part 1 from Patrick Brogier and his 1998 album called Mont Saint-Michel. This spectacular release, of which many people seem unaware, is available on Bandcamp. And if that track didn't tell you already, you really need to hear it. And that's a great introduction to this show of progressive rock from Brittany, France, being aired on both KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and from London on Progzilla Radio. It's interesting, even the weather's going to contribute to the mood of the show. I can't tell you how hard it's raining right now. Perhaps you'll even be able to hear it at times. Anyway, on with the show. The trio called Delusion Squared completed their trilogy of concept albums in 2014. Yes, three albums over the course of 5 years depicting one concept of a young girl who eventually becomes the savior of society after pretty much all freedoms are taken away. I'm going to play a track from each of the three albums tonight, beginning with a track called The Very Day, from the 2010 self-titled debut. This is Delusion Squared. Delusion Squared, with the wonderfully innocent vocals of Lorraine Young, with The Very Day. That's from their 2010 self-titled album. I'll tell you a bit more about the concept behind this album trilogy a bit later. From Delusion Squared, we'll shift to the brand new album that gave me the idea for this show, Valgari, from Breg Guervano, released less than 2 weeks ago. I've played them before, but this band has now transformed into a full-fledged progressive rock band for this album, and I think they have a strong Opeth feel to them. As usual, all the lyrics are sung in the Breton language, of which the preservation is one of the tenets of the band. Here's In Desped from Breg Guervano off the new Valgari album.
bit.
Greg Guerveno and the new, more progressive sound of En Desped from the new Valgari album that is really growing on me the more I listen to it. I love that chanting. It's only been a week since it arrived on my door, but the tunes are already embedded in my brain. It's great and dynamic stuff, and there's more to come. You're listening to Mike and the Progressive Track Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, and also carried by Progzilla Radio.
Hi, this is Peter Jones from Tiger Moth Tales, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Children in Paradise is actually fronted by a friend of KPTZ. She goes by the name Dom Cutt. And like Lorraine Young, her voice is distinctive and pretty amazing. The latest release is the second in a trilogy concerning Celtic legends and mythology. It's called Morrigan, and you're going to hear a track called I'm Falling. This is Brittany's Children in Paradise.
Oh,
same. Coughlin, you took my hand. Yes, I'm thinking about you. I'm falling with you. I'm
Cool tune, huh? And what about those wonderful horns and voices? That was Children in Paradise with I'm Falling. Morrigan is the newest album from earlier this year, and it's one not to miss. I'll get back to them a little later in the show. Here's something from the Delusion Squared 2 release, the second in that trilogy from 2012. And as I mentioned in the concept before, this innocent young girl is thrust into the role of society's savior when the powers that be begin genetic experimentation, mind control testing, manipulation, torture, and all-out warfare against humanity. Sounds like a fair fight, eh? Anyway, this track is Primordial Sin, Recipe for Disaster from Delusion Squared.
It has to have been the devil's work.
The second Delusion Squared album is a bit more hard-edged and keyboard-heavy. It's a great mix that really complements the sci-fi subject matter. You just heard Primordial Sin, Recipe for Disaster, from the Delusion Squared 2 release in 2012. I'll have a piece from the final album in that trilogy in a few. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. We've traveled to Brittany for tonight's show, and the music is as wonderful as that region of France. Oh, and we're also broadcast on the internet from a place a bit closer to Brittany, London.
Hey guys and gals, this is Luke Machin from Kiama, Machine, and The Tangent. You listen to Progzilla. Peace out.
More Children in Paradise, you say? Coming up. This is the haunting intro to the I Will Follow You suite from that great Morrigan album that's about 9 months old now. Here's Children in Paradise.
Thank you.
Damn Cat sure can sing, can't she? That track, the intro to the I Will Follow You Suite, sure gives her a platform to demonstrate it, too. The Morrigan release from Children in Paradise is an excellent listen and can be heard on Bandcamp. So do it. I would be remiss if I didn't give you another long taste of that new Valgrey album from Break Guarvana. These guys just got off a successful CD release tour and were very well received for good reason, as will be evident when you listen to On Hivizen.
goes on. Goliath is undead is
Hivazin is the track, Valkyrie is the album, Greg Guerveno is the man behind the band on a mission to preserve the Breton language through music. And this is music you should not miss. As everything I'm playing tonight, it's available on Bandcamp, and I highly recommend you check it out. This is Mike, and no, I do not speak Breton, but I do speak Prague. Every week on KPTZ 91.9 FM from Port Townsend, Washington, and from London, England on Progzilla Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Reed. You're listening to Progzilla Radio.
The third Delusion Squared album actually has a title, The Final Delusion. It was released in 2014 and capped off that trilogy sci-fi concept about the maturation of a girl into the iconic figure the human race would come to call the mother of all people. One final track, called By the Lake, Dying, from Delusion Squared.
Languishing by its soothing me.
By the Lake, Dying, from The Final Delusion, by the one and only Delusion Squared. I want to mention that the entire trilogy is currently available on Bandcamp, for a discount. Now, I bought mine as they came out for a little bit more, but I don't feel bad about that at all, because I've been enjoying them for years. But if you liked any of those tunes and want to enjoy them as well, all three albums are there now for your listening pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed the music of Brittany that we've shared on this show. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend you visit. If not for the music, then for the history, the people, and the spectacular scenery. It's one of my all-time favorite places. For KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, this is Mike for the Progressive Track Show, urging you, as always, to prog on. It's time to leave Brittany now, so I'll wish you all a good week, and once again turn you over to Patrick Broguer, who will take us out the way we came in, through the Abbey on Mont Saint-Michel. This is Night at the Abbey, Part 2, with the astounding vocals of Patricia Samuel. Be well and be safe. See you next week.